RFK's appointment marks a turning point for children's health. Commentary. The appointment of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Secretary of Health and Human Services marks a dramatic shift in the nation's approach to public health, one that is already generating both praise and controversy. RFK's leadership is expected to challenge long-standing health policies, regulatory frameworks, and industry practices, particularly in areas such as chronic disease, food safety, and medical accountability. What cannot be denied is the declining health of American children. Chronic disease in kids has reached epidemic proportions, with skyrocketing rates of autoimmune conditions, allergies, asthma, autism, and neurodevelopmental disorders, metabolic diseases, and obesity. Many experts argue that modern medicine has failed to meaningfully address the root causes of these conditions, instead relying on pharmaceutical interventions rather than preventive and environmental solutions. RFK has been a vocal advocate for investigating how food additives, toxins, environmental exposures, and medical interventions may be contributing to these concerning trends. While his appointment excites many parents, holistic practitioners, and health freedom advocates, it has also raised concerns among mainstream medical organizations, regulatory agencies, and the pharmaceutical industry. RFK has long challenged the relationship between regulatory bodies and corporate interests, questioning whether public health decisions are being made in the best interest of children or influenced by powerful industries. His commitment to transparency, rigorous safety testing, and accountability is expected to bring about significant changes in government oversight. A new approach to public health policy. RFK has outlined several key priorities for his tenure at HHS, including a renewed focus on food safety and environmental toxins, including potential restrictions on food additives, pesticides, and fluoride, stronger accountability for pharmaceutical companies and enhanced safety testing for medical products, deeper research into the root causes of chronic disease, shifting emphasis from symptom management to true prevention, greater transparency in vaccine safety data and regulatory processes, although he maintains that he is not anti-vaccine, but pro-safety and pro-research. One of the most controversial areas of RFK's advocacy has been his stance on vaccines. While his critics paint him as a dangerous figure spreading misinformation, he insists that his concerns are not about rejecting vaccines outright, but rather demanding better safety science, long-term studies, and regulatory independence. He has frequently pointed out the lack of inert placebo-controlled trials in certain vaccine studies, the conflicts of interest in federal agencies, and the need for greater informed consent in medical decision-making. A coming clash with the medical establishment. Kennedy's tenure at HHS is almost guaranteed to lead to friction with mainstream medical institutions, as well as public health officials accustomed to the current system. Many physicians and researchers may resist his push for deeper scrutiny, fearing it could undermine confidence in long-standing public health measures. However, RFK supporters argue that scientific inquiry should never be considered settled, and that asking tough questions is a necessary part of medical progress. There is no doubt that his appointment signals a turning point in American public health policy. Whether one agrees with his views or not, his leadership will force long overdue conversations about chronic disease, environmental exposures, and medical safety standards. As the country grapples with an increasingly unhealthy population and rising medical costs, RFK's tenure could set the stage for a new era of accountability, patient rights, and a broader discussion on what true public health should look like. The road ahead will not be without controversy, but if all sides can engage in open, science-based discussions, perhaps this moment will lead to real solutions for improving the health of future generations. If we can all come together with a shared goal of improving childhood health, this could mark the beginning of a new era of medical accountability and holistic public health reform.